appearance within 2 days with if we enjoy it. Melody, Mika Kalvarenshi, Vihodo, Melody Mika Kalvarenshi, Solution here is Vihodo Vishnizare. We shall have a Mida Koche, Vihodo Shalam Kalvarenshi, Vihodo Ahmavia. The only thing is to do the cards, not to say that the bad is Christian. The faith is the cash, Monashek, Eve the Gimor. Eve the Gimor asked that it should be stated in the order, in the order of the processing. So why don't the Gimor ask the same thing in connection with Nechadu and Mavia? Now first you have to kindle again the fire, and then you can extinguish the fire. So why is it that the Mishnah mentions Nechadu before Mavia? So he says no. Gimor realizes that the time of the Mishnah is not makti to say it in the order that it had taken place. But in regard to the older melochas that are involved in the processing of Bar, there it should be stated on the Bar. Alright. So Eilu yachiyach mitam. Bitzorech lahashtes atol v'mishamot. So we call him as a Torah last race in Mishim Zerei. Elo di Bihis Rabbe Mishim Zerei Ad Echai. Avo Bihish Perim Teile Mash Mitzad Di Torah Mahas Mitzad Kol Di Mishim Ach. We call him a Mishah Meiyah. Mishim Mai Masrin Ami. Rabbe Oma Mishim Bere, Rabbe Zeir Oma Mishim Raki. So it's much more that whenever someone is not in Roche, it's a lot of So the Masre has to be on the score of the Achim. In other words, if somebody is saying what has fled, so the Masre has to be the Masre on the score of the Achim from the Rea. He says, Gamzei, Dochetok, Shumai Masrin Abbey Shilachai, Rabo Mishibir, Abo Mishibir, Shmerakit Potter, Vichiki Masrei Mishidor Shilachai, Usov Ashu Mali Beyubot, Abo Mishro Beistam, Abo Mishamei Chai. So in other words, Teisve says here, and that's one more Shilachai from the coming of days, that there is no aloche, there is no requirement that when one does an interlode, that the Asmoye should be on the score of itself. But if it is, if one does it about it, and the Asmoye is on the score of another half, of which this act is not in the order, so then the Asmoye is not a good Asmoye. But if he just is master on the score of the order per se, then it's a good Asmoye. In Tezis will come in the Atomishes. One more in Tezis is, as here, that there is no requirement of being masre, that the Lord on the score of the Av, and then there's another lotion that there is such a requirement. V'nire she'gam rabbi metamre to the first. V'idrayi v'rish v'lekame kom aru l'blezah v'mechaye v'atirot en mokmav. Amai kor li'av, amai kor li'tirot. V'l'mishane v'l'hoche kor li'av, v'itzori v'haschi s'atirot en mishumat. Right, so that's Tesis Shita here, but there is another lotion in Tesis Milka. Now, we have to the Gemara. V'achirish. Tony, Hachirish v'achifel v'achirish kulom milocha achas. If somebody plows the land, or he digs, or he trenches, so it's one milocha of chirish. It's one locha of chirish. And what is the general feature of chirish? Is misaking the land in order to be adapted for plowing, I mean for planting. So that's the general feature of chirish. Omar Rav Sheshi, Hoy Soled Gav Shushi, if let's say the land had a certain mound, we not going to remove that mound, so the bayi is Chayiv Mishim Beit. So if it was in Bayis, so then it's a Chayiv Mishim Beit. But if it is Bisode, so then, and by removing the mound, so he improved the land, so then it's Chayiv Mishim Beit. אחרי ביצי שחיץ מקר כבול, אם נחיו אחדך הוא רפוי ערבי, דפשו שיש תלקו, מבאי שי הפיניה, שנסחה בין לחש ועסקה כאוס. ובסוד סור משום חירש, דברה פער, דברה פער. אומר רבה, החיפה ירבונו בשבת, וניצור יחלו לאפרו פוטרות. Somebody is going to go to Shabbos. So what kind of a chiyuv is a chiyuv of chayrish? But suppose he's not interested in the chriz, in the gum. He's only interested in the sand. Now the meloche consists in making the gum. That's the meloche. So, and he's not interested in the meloche per se. He's only interested in obtaining the sand. So maybe it's a meloche shenitzchich oligum. So according to Rav Shimon, he's certainly fine. But the Gemara says that even according to Rav Yehuda, that meloche shenitzchich oligum for Yisrael, v'apilu Rav Yehuda d'om, meloche shenitzchich oligum for Yisrael oleo, hane mile bisak, hay mikaltaru. But in this case, even Rav Yehuda would be made that he is poter. Why? Because when you make a gumo, when you make a gumo, so then you are mikalkir. You are mikalkir. So the male you are poter. Oh, poter on el. El on el, all the chassis, or gume, gume vitomen. So if he had a gume, so, and he filled it up, so the bai is chayim mishim beine, we saw them mishim chayim. Gume vitomimo bofo hane chayrish. Vitomimo bofo is hane chayrish. Jehofa shebilo bei have rof, vitei vizri, vihish vore karaka li is nizra masot. El le afro le chas is seyo padaro, vein ka mishim binyan bibai is. The kilku, that's bibai is, and in case it's bisode. So, vizri nama le chas is. Aber im Zorn ich lo, is chayim mishim binyan. Chayim mishim. והקיצר, תונה, הקיצר הבייגר והנגגר והמייס מציק ואוהרה, כולו מלוח אחס. So, the מלוח of קיצר consists in harvesting certain pears. Pears or fruit or vegetables, whatever it is. So, קיצר, that is in fruit. קיצר is in fruit. Now, גדר, that's in morning days. And מציק, that's in days in knowledge. And they even that's in figs. Because it's the same law. Omar Akpop, Haiman di Shode Pisel Idikle, Ve Asa Tamre, Chayv Shtai, Achas Mishum Telish, Ve Achas Mishum Ifar. If somebody throws a clod of earth to a palm tree and then detach the dwarf in the dates from the palm branches, so it's Chayv Shtai. First of all, it's Telish. That is Keitzea, that's the Meloche, that comes under the Meloche of Keitzea. Someone please close the door. So it's Chayev Mishum Teleish, and he's also Chayev Mishum Efar. Now let's see how Rashi explains it. Teleish itilmi ni Keitzea, Mifarek tildi didosh, she Mifarek tfuo Mishibolel. Moshe Perek Menachamim. Now Rashi mentions the av of Dosh that it consists in removing the seeds of grain from the sheboilers, from the ears of grain. Now, what was the av? Really, what was the Mish? So according to Rabbi Goyen Shite, that even the types of work that existed in the mitzvah, in connection with the avos kaponis in the mishkan, also serve as a basis for an av. So the mele, the av consists in the removal of the seeds of grain from the sheboilers, because that itself existed in the mishkan in connection with the avos kaponis. But according to Rashi and Tesis, that only only that which existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. But that which existed in the Mishkan in connection with the Achores Kapolis does not serve, does not constitute as a basis for an Av. So this kind of dosh, of mitfarek tvor mishibolel, of removing the seeds of blame from the ears of blame, that did not exist in the Mishkan. What existed in the Mishkan? So according to Rashi and Tesis, Rashi is somewhere else, but the Tesis is right here. Tesis says, the Haukocho, the Tesis of the time, Haukocho, time to Rabbona Mishkan, the Sea of Lomi Samoni, Shadu Mishko, the Tisho, Elohim Yuekar. So it's not that the thing that existed in the Mishkan, which constituted the basis for the Meloche of Dosh, was not the Mifarik of the Tvor from the Shippon, but the Samonim. So why does Rashi mention told the Dosh and Mifarik Tvor of the Shibboleth? So that implies that the Piruk of the Tzike of the Tvor of the Shibboleth, that is the Av. And let's say, and something else, and Mifarik is a Tolder then. But the Av is that which existed in the Mishkan. The Av is that which existed in the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, not the Prike of Dvor Mishabalel existed, but rather the Prike of the Samonim. Of the Samonim from the Psalms. So that doesn't present any Kasha against Rashi. Because in the same way, because true that this does not exist in the Mishkan, but if there is a Dinyan Gomo of a certain type of work, bears a full resemblance to that which existed in the Mishkan, then it is made up. Then it's not the one. So the Mele, even though the thing that existed in the Mishkan was not the Prike of the Tvor from the Shibboleth, but the Prike of the Samonim from the Tzeles, but the Prike of the Tvor from the Shibboleth bears a full resemblance with the Prike of the Samonim from the Tzeles. So the Mele, he says that Mifarek is the total Dosh of the Prike of Tvor from the Shibboleth. All right, so Haiman, they show the piece of it different. The Asat Hamre, so Chayushai, Achas Mishmachiris. And the Achas Mishmachiris. What's the analogy between the detachment of the dates from the branch of the palm tree and Dosh? So Rashi says, filthy Dosh and 5-4 Mishmachiris, but she cares for Nachamel. The branches of the tree. So the peel, the psyche of the tree from the mechabdos, the branches of the palm tree, that is analogous to dosh. Alright, now, so we see that according to Rashi, there is no such prerequisite in Dosh that the Pseles should envelop, should cover Deir. Because in Dosh itself, when you remove the seeds from the Shibeles, so the seeds are enveloped by the Shibeles. But here, they're not enveloped. So in other words, so according to Rashi, it does not have to be enveloped. As long as it is mechuba, as the eichel is mechuba to the pseles, and you separate the eichel from the pseles, so then there is a chivoto. Now, the Rashbam, as Tesis points out, now, let's see the Tesis. The achas mishimifari, ein yiru levit mishimiforesh rashi, shemifari ko yiru mimasoyim napirishon. And that's the reason as to why it's higher on the score of Dosh. Elok Moshepir Shabbat Mishmuel, Sheyei Shalat Morim Klipo El Yeno, Ukshumake Bit Morim, Mifarek is a Klipo Nat Morim, Yehavek Medosh, Shemfarek is a Tvua Meshabet. So, the Prebigotim says, in Rechashabes, so he says, He said that it's not a poshut. He doesn't mention this machlokes shenny, but that's very strange that he mentions that this is not a poshut. That's really the machlokes between Rashi and the Rashbam. The Rashbam doesn't like Rashi's pshat. The Rashbam doesn't like Rashi's pshat, and he says, and how does he explain Nachat Mishmur Farei? Because he removed, because on the drawing there is a klipo elyeno, and when he's marked it moi, so then he removes the klipo elyeno from the drawing. That is like dosh, but the mere detachment of the drawing from the branches, the machabos, would constitute dosh. Why not? Because when you remove the klipo elyeno from the drawing, so then it's analogous to dosh, just as dosh. So the seeds are covered, are enveloped by the shpeles. So here too, the tmarim themselves are covered, and they are enveloped by the klipo elyeno. So that's the shita of the Rashbam. In other words, there is a machlekes between the Rashbam and Rashi. According to the Rashbam, so the essential feature of dosh consists in the fact that one is enveloped by the other. That the eichel is enveloped by the psalms. That the eichel is enveloped by the psalms. But if it's not enveloped, so then just mechubea, then it's not dosh. However, according to Rashi, the essential feature of dosh consists in the fact that there is chibur. And this is how dosh is distinguished, let's say, from Beres. Beres also removed eichel from psalms, from eichel. But over there, it's just a question of viru. It's just a question of viru. Mashe'ein came in dosh, so it's not just a question of viru, to of the eichon themselves being compatible with each other, but it's a question of viru. But according to Rashbam, viru is not enough in order to involve the bloche of dosh. The must be the eichel must be enveloped by the psalm. Alright. Now, the Rashi says, but now let's see the Gemara first. So Rapope says, Haimat Nishole Pisele Dikele Vashem Kamer Chayishtai. Achat Nishdeo Tmai. Ravashi Oma, Ein Derech Tlishe Bikach, Ve Ein Derech Prike Bikach. So Ravashi says that he is Chayev neither on the score of Teilish, nor is he Chayev on the score of Dosh. Why? Because it's Lachayat. It's not a natural way of doing. How is one Teilish from Tmaru? He cuts it the Yodayim. He doesn't throw a blood of earth on the branch of the palm tree and detaches thereby the dates. So that's an unnatural way. So it's Brachayat. So it is just as one who writes with his left hand. So it's Potter. Why? Because a person usually writes with the right hand, unless he's a left hand. So then, with the left hand is the natural way. But if he's not a lefty, so the usual way of writing is with the right hand. If he writes two ACS in the left hand, he's potter, because it's lachayat. So here too it's lachayat. It's not the usual way of harvesting, of reaping fruits from a tree by throwing a plot of earth. Use ways with an instrument, maybe with the hand sometimes. Cliche is the usual way. Certain foods are probably cut with the hand too. But certainly when it's cut with the cloud of earth, so that's certainly lachaya. And it's not the derech to be mifarek the klipe or to remove the eichel from the psalms. So it's lachaya. The question is, it seems inconceivable that Rav Poppe would be chilek on the din of Lachayav. First of all, it's a Mishnah for Reshis. The Mishnah says, Ina Matzliya, in regard to Yitzoye. We had that Mishnah, we learned that Mishnah already. So, Tlachayadei, Beragli, Yipiv, Marpakei, Glorsni, Visari, Vindosei, Yupio, Lemato, Vindosei, Lachuloko, Vichlukei, Visvas, Chlukei, Vimanali, Visandali, Potter, Sholei, Heitzik, Ederach, Hatzik. So it's a Mishnah of Reshes, that if one is Mitzi Shoyke, the Hamitzin, so is Pot. So how can we say that he is Chayev in the case of Shoyke Pisa Lidikle Masa Tamre, but it's not Kederach Hoisin Loche, it's Klachayam. That's one, and it's Klachaya. Now, what is the tour of Klachaya? Why do we say that by Shabbos, if somebody doesn't loch in an unnatural way, so then he is funny. Now, there's another difficulty. Would now that's a deep portion that it's a Mishnah Mefureshet that if someone writes with the left hand, so he's potter. So Rav Pope cannot be chelik abedin. So we have two mishnas. First of all, the Mishnah Legabim Tzoyeh, that if somebody is made to shalom kidera chamitzim, he's potter, and we have the Dalok Legabim Tzoyeh, that if one writes with the left hand, he's potter. How can Rav Pope be chelik abedin? Now let's see what is the reason as to why by Shabbos Tlachayat is potter. So there is the Tetzvah Sri Azokin, Yidushin Davov, Yidushin Davov, says that the reason as to why Kelachayad is Poter is because the Bishabes Mileches Machsheves of Sotir. This is the reason as to why by Shabbos is Mileches Machsheves of Sotir. So there are Kama Aloches that are deduced from Melechus Machsheves. It's in Tesis Riazov, Davov in Dush. So the Kama Alochas that are implicit in Melechus Machsheves. So the Aloch of Klachayad that is Potter is also implicit in Melechus Machsheves. If it's done not in the natural way, so then it's not a Melechus Machsheves. It's not a Melechus Machsheves. So the Mele, Rav Popeh is made that if someone writes with the left hand, so he's Potter. But Rav Popeh holds, in as much as the tour of Klachayad is based upon the exercise of Melechus Machsheves, so when do we say that if the Melechus is done in an unnatural way, so then he's Potter only if the fact that it's done in an unnatural way affects the nature of the work, the beauty of the work, the nature of the work. Now let's say, when a person, one who is not a lefty, so if he writes with the right hand, so the Ksav will be much nicer than if he writes with the left hand. And even if he's an expert in writing with the left hand, except if he's a Shelet Mishnei Yodov, so then he's Chayev Chatos for the left hand too, but if he's not a Shelet Mishnei Yodov, so the Ksav with the left hand will never come out as nice as with the right hand. So the Mele, according to Rav Popeh, the Ptur of Klachayad only applies to a case where there is a diminution in the value of the Meloche. If the Meloche does not come out so well, if the Meloche is not of superior quality on account of the fact that it's done Klachayad. Masheinkein in this case, so that's only Shayach, let's say, in case of this Molei, so the Meloche, the work, is not as superior as case of the minute. Masheinkein, when it detaches dates, does it make any difference in the result of his work, whether the date was detached in the regular way or in the non-natural way? So since there is no diminution in the work itself, so the Mele does not come within the Aloche of Melechus Machsheves. Oh, one second. So that explains, that answers the kashe of a case in this moment. But it does not answer the kashe of Itzoy. So that is no kashe. Now, because we saw that Ligabi Itzoye, that Itzoye is unique. I mean, Tetzvah says that base in Shabbos, that on account of the fact that Itzoye is Meloche Kruhe, in other words, he doesn't create anything, he doesn't add anything to the object, there is no change in the object. it's in Rochigruhe. So because of that, it's so, if it hadn't been spelled out by the Torah explicitly, so then it's so it wouldn't even be a melacha. Because every melacha is a creative act. It's so is not a creative act. It's the same object that was here, so through it's so it is at some other point. So because of that, Itzoye, in order to establish Itzoye as an Avmeloche, so it must be spelled out in the door. Al Yetishnu Kei. And not only Itzoye generally has to be spelled out in order to be Meloche, every type of Itzoye, Itzoye Oboni, Itzoye Golabai. So even though there is a slight difference, one is Itzoye toward the Meitzi, and one is Itzoye away from the Meitzi. But in other melachas would make a difference. But by Itzoye it does make a difference. And the Tzolodi itself, so in other melachas, something that exists in the Mishnah establishes it as enough. And something that did not exist in the Mishnah, but as long as it bears some resemblance to that which existed in the Mishnah, so it becomes established as a Tzolodi. But by Itzoye, so the Av is established as a result of the Torah spelling out explicitly how the Yitzhak came in. And the Tzolodi of Itzoye, now the Torah does not spell out Machnitz, the Torah only spells out Meitzi Mishus HaYochi Mishus HaRabim, but Machnitz Mishus HaRabim Mishus HaYochi, the Torah doesn't spell out, even though it certainly bears a resemblance. Achnose certainly bears a resemblance to Itzoye, but we have to resort to the fact that it existed in the Mishnah. So the Mele, when though, so Rav Popeh holds that where in regard to all other meloches, all meloches other than Itzoye, where the tour of Tlachayat is based upon the Xeros HaKosov of Melachis Machsheves, so when does the Xeros HaKosov of Melachis Machsheves apply only if on account of the unnaturalness of the manner in which the meloche was done, so the result is different. There is a diminution in the beauty of the work, in the superior value, in the relatively superior value of the work. Let's say when he writes with the left hand, so the ksav is not as good, is not as beautiful as a ksav that is written with the right hand. Masha'in came when he detaches, don't make a difference, the result is the same. So it's still melachas machsheves. Masha'in came in regard to Itzoye that is a melachas gruyeh, and so everything must, so in order to be a tzolode of Itzoye, so it must have existed in the Mishnah. And we explain the Rashi that even though Rashi is chilik on Rabbi Goyen in saying that the existence in connection with Avos Kobones in the Mishkan was not enough to establish a certain meloche, a certain type of work as a meloche, but in regard to Itzoye, what the Avid established by virtue of the Xeros HaKosov al Yitzish Mikenei, and it's only a question whether a certain type of Itzoye comes within the meloche of Itzoye or not, so then we have to resort to the Mishnah. So Rashi Shiti is that as long as a certain type of Itzoye existed in the Mishnah, even though it existed not in connection with the construction of the Mishnah, but it existed in connection with Avos Kobones, so let's say like Itzoye Bismail, so Elozov and Aaron Akein used that, resorted to this kind of method in being Meitzi. So Echod Bimim Shemen HaMishro Echod Bimim Shemen Echod Bimim Shemen Echod Bismail, so only that type of Itzoye that had a counterpart in the Mishkan is considered an Itzoye. Masheikim Bisari Bipundosei and Bisvasruke Bimanandalei Manal Bisandalei, which is completely Shalogidar HaMitzi Bismelei. So sometimes people are Meitzi, so on account of the fact that in the Mishkan it was also this kind of Itzoye was used, so Mimele is a Meloche. Masha'in came when it's completely Shalikidar HaMitzin, even though the result is not affected, so is fine. Alright. Now, so this is what Rav Popeh says. Masha'in came Ravashe, and we pass like Ravashe. So Ravashe's shitin is that even without to all Meloche Sadat and Itzoye, so if it is done in an unnatural way, even though the quality of the work of the meloch of the act is not inferior in any way, the result is the same. So it still comes with the Xerasakosu from the Lach Masheret, that it's not Lach Masheret, and we pass him like Rav Asheri. Now, let's see the Rambam. Now, so Rashi explains, show the peace of Idikle, the Asat Hamre, that the cloud of earth simply detached the Tmorim from the branches of the palm. And the Rashbam applies it to the Prike of the Klipe from the Tmorim. Now let's see what the Rambam says. אומר רב פופה, חיים אני שואל את פיסה לידי כלובה, אז תמר חיים משפרש, פיר שראה שזהו, שאף זה מפרק תמור בן הדקר, ותמר אני, ביצה וגידר ומייסיק לחיים שטן. So he has a kashe, so then, according to Rashi, that showed the piece of the dikla means he simply detached, he was tailage, with the cloud of earth, that more in from the branches, so every tailage has to be chayim shtayim. And we all shamanu that every tailage, every kitzer, every tailage, every time, one is chayim mishim tailage, when he harvests grain, he reaps grapes. So then, he should be chayim not only on the score of tailage, of kitzer, but also on the score of mifarik. Beda kitzer amazing with chayim shtayim, el yikra perush, ki divra eimeir, she yisloshin imam chavlois, vahakar doshin eison, שמחמז דשודה פיסה לדיקלה, ניסלי שהוא המחפדיס מהדקל, וכשנפנים לארץ מכיחי, הם נרבודים ונידושים, ונפרוקים הם התמורים המחפדויס, ויתהיל בלדרוש. So he explains the Gemara of Popes Memre in a way that is similar to Rashi's Pshat, but it's different. In other words, the Ramban does not agree with the Rashi Pam Shite, that Dosh has a prerequisite that the psalus envelops, covers the ich. So he agrees with Rashi that there is no such prerequisite that the psalus has to envelop, has to cover the ich. But his shita is, as the Chiddush Aram pointed out in more detail, that in disha b'mchuk, while there is aloch in disha l'gidulei karke, so that only means that something that was never mechuber, so there is no disha in it. But if it was mechuber, so on the contrary, when does the melocha of disha apply only if it is not mechuber anymore? But if the disha takes place while it's still mechuber to the karke, so then there is no disha. So that's the reason as to why the ordinary tailage is not chayav mishum mefarik, because if he's tailish, so the disha is done on the, let's say, on the grapes or on the tvuyah that he harvests while it's still mechuber, and in disha mechuber. But Rav Pope has referenced the case where the person threw a cloud of earth on the branches of the palm tree, and that cloud of earth detached the branches themselves. And then, as the branches with the tmor, so the moment they were detached from the tree, from the palm tree, the dates were still attached to the branches, but the branch itself with the dates. Now let's say this is the branch, and then there are many dates. So the whole, as a result of the cloud of earth hitting the branch, so the whole branch was plucked out, was detached from the palm tree. And then, at the moment when the branch reached the ground, so then the dates were detached from the branch. So at that time, so when does the melocha of tailish take place? At the moment when the whole branch with the dates attached to it is detached from the palm tree. But when is the melocha of mifarik? When does the melocha of mifarik take place? Not when the branch in its entirety with the dates attached to it is detached from the palm tree. But when the branch with the dates attached to it falls to the ground, then, and hits the ground, then the dates fall off, become detached from the branch. Then the meloche of nifaris takes place. So at that moment, it's not mechuba likarke anymore. So that's why it is yischayu mishim nifaris. Now the Chiddush Aram says the same thing. Haiman nishod et pisa lidikve vasa tamve vachas mishim farin pisa shirash ezal zorak pisa srigom lidekel veishir atmorim na dekel chayim mishim farin davetil di dosh dosh mifarik atvim mishim peiles gam ze mifarik ilo miloshim perik sachaneya vein imach te indishe bimchuber alo bitonus vanochin shebizrika zeheben no faleshkel shol tmor ובין פילוסי לארץ נושר הגמורי מן האשקל והרי כנשיר אז גרעין מן השבלס. The same thing would be true, let's say, of grapes. Now grapes are attached to a cluster, so suppose he detaches the whole cluster from the vine, the whole cluster. I mean, if he throws something against the cluster, the whole cluster with the grapes attached to it falls off the vine, and then as the cluster reaches the ground, so then the grapes become detached from the cluster. So it's the same thing. So it's high. Alright. But we see that in regard to the question as to whether Tishe requires that the Pseila should envelop the Eichel, so the Ramban and the Ran agree with Rashishi, not with the Rashbamshi. Yes?
This Pshat is Malachas on Shabbos, for example, it's done on Yidei Kolkol, Zakor Rishon.
Yeah.
Like my throats.
Yeah.
So is there any Shabbos? The fact that they can say that that's a Malacha, even though the Malacha proves that not just with gravity. So it's a Zayidei.
Oh, you mean, that's a good question. And you mean, according to the Ramban's Pshat, that 2 seconds as a result of the throwing of the cloud of earth. First, the moment the cloud of earth hit the palm tree, so that detached the whole branch with the dates attached to it, and then it started to fall, and when the palm branch reached the ground, so then as a result of that stroke, so the dates were detached from the branch. So the question is, so it's not, so it should be considered as a grommet. If we say like Ashi, so the dates were attached the moment the cloud of earth hit the palm tree, so it's keichet. So it's keichet. But according to the Ramban and the Ranzpshat, so 2 things happened. There were 2 strokes. 1 stroke took place when the cloud of earth hit the palm tree. That was Bigadayim. That was keichet. Then the other strokes took place when the palm branch with the dates attached to it hit the ground. That's already keyach keyachet. So it should be considered like a grommet. It should be considered like a grommet. So why should it be chayav? Why should it be chayav? Now, suppose someone does a melacha through a grommet, but that's the usual way how to do it. That's the way how people do it. So is it chayav or is not chayav? So at that point there is a machlekes between the Mogen Avrom and the Eben Ha'izayan in Hilchas Shabbos. Now, Rechaim Shamayim is a water mill. Now water mill, that is the counterpart, I mean, that's the equivalent of the modern machine. But the water mill was a machine that existed in the time of the Mogen Avrom, you see. But, so, the Mogen Avrom says that if one grinds grain in a water mill, in other words, the water is the force, so that makes the mill to revolve, and that grinds the grain. So you put it in the water mill, and then you turn it, and then the water keeps on revolving the mill, and the wheat is ground. So the Mogen Avrom says that Tatechim Rechaim Shomayim, so he's potter, because it's only grommet. And the Eben Ezer is chelik. He says that if somebody is Techim, I mean that the same thing would apply to a case when you wash laundry in a washing machine. I mean, all machines where the machine does it. So the Odom is the one who operates the machine, but the machine does the work. So according to Magna Avraham, it's considered God. It's not in the Loch Adraisi. But Ebenezer says that it is in the Loch Adraisi. Why? Because Meleches Machsheves Hasatov. So since people do it that way, so Mele is high. Now, so even according to the Ebenezer, it still is a Kashi. Why? Because here it's not the usual way. You see, the Chavashi says in the Rechlisha Bekach, in the Rechlisha Bekach. So people don't, are not Mifarik, they are not Tehlerich, they are not Mifarik, they more in that way. So Mele, even according to the Ebenezer, he shouldn't be higher. So according to Ramban's Pshat, it's Keach Kechei. So it's no Kashi, because there is a difference between Keach Sheini and Keach Kechei. There is a difference between Keach Sheini and Keach Kechei. Now, more in Makkes, in Ilin Agilin, there is a Machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon as to whether one is Chayev Goles if he kills a person Bishegi for Keach Kechei. Let's say, if somebody chops wood in the forest and then the garzen falls off his hand and kills someone, so he's Chayev Goles. But suppose somebody chops wood in the forest, and then that garzen falls off his hands, and it falls and it hits a branch, and that branch falls upon the victim and kills the victim. That's Keach Kechei. So there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon as to whether he's chayev goles or not. Now the Rambam says paskins that he's potter of goles. That's Keach Kechei. So the Gemara says the machlekes is whether Keach Kechei is chayev or not. So the Rambam, the Sefer Shmiras Nefesh, says that the reason as to why he's potter, the Rambam paskins he's potter, mipnei shezehu doroshin motzu pele. In other words, because the Chegi conveys, the Rambam has, in regard to Shgogo, so of Ritzeach, he has three types of Chegi. He has regular Chegi, and he has a Chegi called Lemezi, and he has a Chegi called Lemezi. Chegi called Lemezi, it means, let's say, Kosovo Shu Behemo, Benim Tzodo. So that is a Chegi called Lemezi. So Goles is Potter of Goles. Why is he Potter of Goles? Because the Goles is not the Chaper. He was culpably negligent, Jacob Mazik, because he should have realized that it wasn't a vein. It wasn't a vein. And the Giladam has a heter to kill the Mitzayah. Whether he has a heter or not, but anyway, if the Giladam kills the Jacob Mazik, so he's potter of Mazik. So Goles is not the Chaper. And then there is a Shei Kol Leinis. Shei Kol Leinis is potter of Goles because he's not Chayev Goles. He's not Chayev Goles. So the Rambam says, Keach Kechei is potter because you don't pele in the motzu. So in other words, the Shei Kol Leinis. Why doesn't the Rambam say that he's potter because it's Grome? So then, so we see from that Rambam that what is Grome, Keach Sheini is Grome. But Keach Kechei is not Grome. Is not God. So Mele, this is Keach Kechei, even according to the Ramban's Pshat. So it is Keach Kechei. Keach Kechei is not Gome. So that's why he is not Potter on the score of Gome. Alright, I'm sorry, I have to make it late to Detroit, so it's a very short show.
On the veins by the taste of Mifarik. In the Gemara, we left off at the bottom of the Omer, Amame, that faith with Israel and the faith is Mifarik. Pure Terake, you have a golden Josh. If someone, so here the Gemara says, a prophet says that if somebody throws the cloud of earth on a palm tree and he detaches the day, so it's half shy. But if not for that, there would be an issue of Mifar. So Rashi says here, what is Mifar? It told the dog. She Mifarek Tvuo Mishibolel. Tvuo Mishibolel. So Pius Rashi have told the dog. Because of Rabnetam. The Bishir HaMatriya or Omar, the Chayla is Chayev Mishib Mifar. We have told the dog, and in order to understand the taste, so we have to say, at the very beginning, that the kake, that what Rabbi Natan says, that Taylor is higher than the Mimache, so that Rabbi Natan, so that has reference only to Taylor, he doesn't have reference to every Mimache. As a matter of fact, the Miri, the notion of Rabbi Natan is Prayosho, spells it out. In other words, there are two kinds of Mimache. There is a Mimache that is a Taylor dog, and there is a Mimache that is Mimachit. That is Mimachit. So, because Mifarek regarding Mimachit makes sense instead to Haley, because he's Mimachit the body. But it doesn't make sense in respect to Haiman Bishode Peter Ezekiel Vasatamrian, and there it doesn't make sense. So, in other words, so take he said, Pierce Rajid have told you the dog. The Kosher Ramtam, the Bishila Matnia, Omar, the Hill of Haibis Mufari, and Rachel Deya also says, told you the dog. That's how it is. Mufari. When Mufari Mufari, that's how it is. Shepirik Eichel Memokim to his council boy. We have it told him not. So in other words, so when Teisa says, so Teisa's kake against Rashi is directed primarily not against the Rashi here. Not against the Rashi here, but against the Rashi there. And Mifam Seret that Mifarek Yisrael Mishu Memache is a reference only to the Mifarek of Chayim. Not to the Mifari of Shoda Peter Lidikle Vasatamo. All right, anyway. So because of Ramtam, the Mishila Matzmi Omar, the Chilat Chai Mishu Mifari. And Rashi says, so something is implicit here, even though it's not so doubt. And Rashi over there also says that the Mifari is sold in the door. So the question is, how could the Mifari go over there? That's the decay, be told the Lord. The question is not how could the Mifarek over here be told the Lord. There's no difficulty with that. But how could the Mifarek over there, that's the decay, be told the Lord. We have told the Lord, and if the Mifarek over there, that's the decay. If we told the Lord, for Omar, come on, Gabbat, the Fiafalodin, the Rabbonon, in detail, the Lord, so the Rabbonon is only high, we should do it, according to Rabbi Yudin, it's Chayiv Tuch HaTorei. First, Mishum, Mishum Tishome, because he killed the Halodi, and also Mishum Dishe, because he squeezed out the blood from the Halodi. But according to Rabbonon, only one Chatot, Mishum Tosh Tishome, no Dishe. Why? Because in Dishom is a Tarek. So Halodi is a king. So it's not the way Tarek. So the Heime is not the way Tarek either. Vein lei mavi dach de chalodi. Shu dach patru rabon lavi lei tarke. Avol bichayu iz nechayve di behim atkivi lei tarke. Anyway, the question is, what is the definition of gidu lei tarke? So, does gidu lei tarke, sometimes gidu lei tarke means something that is mechuba lei tarke, like it's fruit, the vegetable. Something that is mechuba the growth, that is attached to lei tarke. And sometimes the karka means not only that which is attached to the karka, but that which is sustained by karka. Now the behemoths, how are they sustained? By the food that they derive from the karka. So the whole existence of the behemoth and the sustenance of the behemoth
is based upon the locality. So maybe the locality in regard to Bishe doesn't mean the locality in the sense of Mechuba locality, like Paris vegetables, but in the sense that it's sustained by character. And we find that in respect to one hour, that even if it is only sustained by character, it's considered gidui karak. Avol b'chayli, b'chayli, the behemach shiva gidui karak. So chaloze is not sustained by gidui karak, because what is the food of fish? That's mai. So it's sustained by mai, not by gidui karak. Matei in behemach is sustained by gidui karak. So mamela there is this. Avol chayli b'chayli, the behemach shiva gidui karak. Kiri muchar b'chish, the rich come from arv. Regarding the tato, b'kesed b'chol ha'shetav nafshecho b'boko b'atzeim b'yayim b'keicho. So in other words, so the emo is also considered as the lekarke. So maybe here too, the lekarke means anything sustained by karke. So mele behemo is lekarke. So he says that kolcho. No, here the lekarke means mamish lekarke, something that grows from the karke. Because where does the Rabbonim get this aloche, that this is only the karke? Where does the Torah say this has to be the karke? The Torah doesn't spell out this altogether. The answer is because we learn it out from the Mish, and the Mish in the dish was the Samoni. So that was the Samoni war the karke mamish plants. So we learn it out from the Mishkan. It had come forth to the Mishkan, and the Mishkan, it was mamish the karke plants, not just a thing by karke. So here too, so here something that like behemoth that is a thing by karke should not be considered as the karke. כי דאמרו לנו בעצמך ספר לי מה דיש מיוחד של גדולי קרקה הוא פייל לחובי וסחסם שיהיה בדישי, but there is also a לוחה, not only the דישי יריעית בישס מלוחה, but the פייל, a human being, is entitled to eat בישס מלוחה. So the לוחה is מה דיש, something that grows. מה דיש מיוחד של גדולי קרקה הוא פייל לחובי, something that is fresh. In other words, like tvue, you look at the mamish, she would look at the pelechobe, afko, she would look at the pelechobe, yoto. So the Gemara says in Babitzie, hachili vam gabe, if somebody works in milking a cow, so he's not entitled to drink from that milk, because that's not the look at the cow, so we see over there, since it has to be, dumye di dish, because the Torah says, l'sachsim sher di dish, and the same aloha applies to pale too. So mele, it has to be dumye. So here too, since we learned out from the Mishkan, it has to be dumye, the samonim shev Mishkan. That was a plant. Alright. Videi chakleima. So the question is, so how tzulikake is directed against Rashi's pshat in a matznia, not against Rashi's pshat here. Here we have no difficulty. So v'dei chakleima v'braitze de ma'atzniya. Asik Reb Yehuda, the politely common ad Rabbonon, it's a day had to say that according to Rashi, so when the braitze in ha'atzniya says that chilif is chayev, mishu mifarek, Rashi explains it, told the didosh, is because this braitze accords with Reb Yehuda. It doesn't accord with Rabbonon. Now, the first taste of Tzadikei on Dalet, Achilik Mishnah. Now let's see the Loshna Gemara. Tona Rabbon. Achilik, at the very beginning. Achilik, v'amachabit, v'amgabit, kikregres. So in other words, Achilik means if he milks a cow. Hamachabit means if he sets milk to curdle. And hamigabit means he makes cheese. Kikregres. So the shiur is kikreger. Hamechabed amrabeitz, if he sweeps the bais, or he washes the bais. So then, So is the arid chalais dvash. So if he removes the chalais from the honeycomb, so shogak b'shabes chayv chatos. He is beyond the leikavoy. Divrei Rav Elazar. Chachamim emrim echad ze veechad ze einei elo mishum shus. So there is a machlekes rishen. There is a machlekes rishen. There are many rishenim who say that when the Chachomim say Yachotze Veachotze Inei Yalom Shem Shavuos, it has reference not only to Mechabit and Rabbeitz. It has reference to everything, to Chilif too. It has reference to everything. So then, according to these rishenim, there is no difficulty. So the Chachomim say that is only Yosam Rabbonon. To milk a cow is only Yosam Rabbonon. But other rishenim say that Echotze Veachotze, the expression Echotze Veachotze Inum Shishvus has reference to Mechabit and Rabbeitz. By the way, it's if he sweeps or washes. So that according to Chachomim is only a shus. Because what's the Isa? What's the Isa? I mean, there is no meloche. There is no meloche per se in pouring water on the floor. So in other words, in those floors, so in other words, when you are mechabit or merabit, you fill up the gumes. You fill up the gumes. So memele, it's only osa mishim shus. Okay. But it does not have reference to chaylev. So the Chachomim are made that chaylev and mechabit and megabin are chayev. Chayev is chayev chatos. Oh, so the Gemara says chaylev mishumai chayev mishum dish. So Tosfos says chaylev mishum doshu kilpiyah shekuntras vayse brayse krabiude doma yesh dish shalom bidlekaki parish neliel b'feri kol god v'chein nilari divane krabiude asi. So in other words, so Teisve says that according to Rashi, so this braise that says that chaylev is, that even the Chachomim say that chaylev is chayev chatos, because when the Chachomim say yachotzei not shim shavus, so they have reference to mechabit and merabit, but chaylev they agree that it's chayev. So it's because the whole braise, including the rabbonon of the braise, accords with Rabbi Yud. This is what Teisves says. So in other words, Teisves Daf Tzadikei in Shabbos says that according to Rashi, so the Braise in Amatznia accords with Rabbi Yud. But here Teisves says, V'dei raglim ad Braise Matznia asik Rabbi Yud. V'pol v'kam ad Rabbon. V'nir al Rabnetam. V'pol v'kam ad Rabbonon. That is Ayin Hei. That even by Atzot Chalozen v'apeitze is Chayim v'shunish. V'nir al Rabnetam. The Mifarik, so he means not the Mifarik of Shode Pisel Dikle Vasa Tamre. There Rabbi Tam is made and it's told the Dosh. And Rabbi Tam is if Ayosha spells it out that there are two Mifariks. There is one Mifarik that he told the Dosh, that's like Shode Pisel Dikle Vasa Tamre, and there is another Mifarik, like Chilev, that is told there of Mimachit, Petit Mimachit. So he says, so Vinir Rabbi Tam. The mifarik chayev mishum mimachik. Dichshechiliv mimachik es adad umachlik. Now this has to be explained. So mifarik, I mean chiliv. When he says mifarik, he means the mifarik of chiliv, milking a cow. So he's chayev mishum mimachik. Because when one milks a cow, he necessarily has to be mimachik the odor of the cow. In other words, to flatten it out. Because before the milk is squeezed out from the udder of the cow, so the udder of the cow is popped up and it has ripples. And then how do you obtain the milk? By flattening out the udder of the cow. So mimele, he smooths out the surface of the udder of the cow. So mimele, he is chayev mishum machik. Now the question is, but is he mishaving when somebody milks a cow? Does he have the kavone to smooth out the surface of the udder of the cow? No, his kavone is just to squeeze out milk, that's all. But you'll say it's a psikreishi. But it's certainly a psikreishi, because he's not interested in the flattening, in the smoothing out of the udder of the cow. So why should it be high? So it's a psikreishi. Now, but in regard to Psikhei Shel Yich Beslei, there is a machleket Hashem. Doch shitis Psikhei Shel Yich Beslei is mutarim lechatchila in the Melachet Reis. Then Teisves is chelik, but there are two Teisves. Teisves in Ksuves Davov is chelik and Oruch in regard to Eid Rabbonim. But as far as the Reis is concerned, so Teisves in Ksuves Davov agrees with Oruch Slomdes. That Psikhei Shel Yich Beslei midiraisa is not considered mischave. So it's considered any mischave. But where is the Oruch holds that if midrabonon it's considered any mischave? It's mutali gamre. So Teisves in Ksuve says no. Midrabonon, any Psikhei Shel is considered mischave, even Psikhei Shel Yich Beslei. Alright, that's Teisves in Ksuve. But Teisves in Shabbos Dav Gimel. Ho is chilik and och even in regard to the reis, and he says that in kol atire kule, psikreishe is chayev even though it's loyich pesach. But by Shabbos, all these gemores that the Oruch mentions ligabi Shabbos, let's say like the gemore ho be'aradi day davkuf beis ho be'aradi day or be'aradi chavre so be'aradi chavre, so he's poter. So it's not because of Psikreishe, but by Reb Shimon says two things. First of all, Reb Shimon says Dovashim Mischavim is mutan kol atirikule, not afkim lachas Shabbos. And then Reb Shimon says that Shabbos b'lochoshim tzrich l'gufo is poter. So memele by Shabbos be'arad dechavrei. So if someone is still a shulchan be'arad dechavrei, so he's not chayiv mishim chereish. He's not chayiv mishim chereish, even though he's misakin the karke, but after all, he's not chayiv mishim chereish. He's not chayiv mishim zareya. There is a machleket rishonim be'arad day what the chiyuv is, whether the chiyuv is on the score of chereish or the chiyuv is on the score of zareya, whatever it is. So be'arad dechavre, that's be'arad day, but be'arad dechavre, he's itel shulchin. He's not chayiv mishim chereish or mishim zareya because he's not nenefametik. Doesn't care. So why is Ba'are de Chavre, why is it Potea? Because Reb Shimon, it goes according, that price goes according to Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon holds Melochoshin Yitzchich Al-Gufo is Potea, Ba'are de Chavre, in as much as he's not Nene, so it's a Melocho. So it's a Melocho, Shein Yitzchich Al-Gufo. Masha'in Kein, if we pass like Reb Yude, that Melochoshin Yitzchich Al-Gufo is higher, the Rambam passes like Reb Yude. So then, according to Teisves, Dav Gimel in Shabbos, Melocho, so Psikrei Shel Yich Beslei would be higher, even by Shabbos. And in Kol Atir Kule, certainly higher according to everyone. So in other words, so while Teisves, in every place, is Chelik and Oruch, but there are 2 days in Teisves. According to Teisves, in Davov in Ksuves, so is Chelik and Oruch only in respect to the Rabbonon. But as far as the Reis is concerned, he agrees with Oruch. The Psikhei Shel Yich Beslei is considered in Mischave. Masha'in Kein Teisves Dav Gimel in Shabbos, he is Chelik and Oruch even in respect to the Reis. And according to Teisves Dav Gimel in Shabbos, there is no difference whether Psikhei Shel is Dichlei or Psikhei Shel is Lo Yich Beslei. In either case, it's considered mischavein. But according to Reb Shimon, Melochoshin Tzrich Oligufo is poter. So every Psikhei Shel Yich Beslei is also Melochoshin Tzrich Oligufo. So it's for a different reason. But if we pasken that Melochoshin Tzrich Oligufo is chayev like Reb Yude, so then Psikhei Shel Yich Beslei would be chayev even by Shabbos. Even by Shabbos. So maybe we can say that Rabbi Netam agrees with the Shita of Teisves. The Shita of Teisves, of Teisves Dav Gimel in Shabbos, that the Psikhei Shel Yich Beslei is considered Mischav Midraise. So Memele, he can say that Chili Vesabeimo, so he's Chayev Mishumimache, even though he's not Mischav, to smooth out the surface of the other, but he's still Chayev, because it's a Psikhei Shel. True, it's a Psikhei Shel Yich Beslei, but Psikhei Shel Yich Beslei. But the question is, but how about Reb Shimon who says Melochoshin Yitzchich Al-Gufo? Melochoshin Yitzchich Al-Gufo is poter. So then Chili Vesabeimo should not be chayev chatos according to Reb Shimon. should not be chayev chatus according to Rav Shimon. It's not mashma that according to Rav Netam, that when Rav Netam says that that chiliv is chayev mishum imachik, so it's only alibe the Rav Yehuda and not alibe Rav Shimon, because alibe the Rav Yehuda you don't have to resort, even Rav Netam doesn't have to resort to Mimachik, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Dishi Shalom Yehuda Lekarke. Of course, it's two separate halachas by Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, there is no logical connection. But the fact is that the same Tane, who says that Melochash, the same Rabbi Yehuda who says Melochash and Tzachil Gufo Chayev, so he also says Yesh Dishi Shalom Yehuda Lekarke. So, in respect to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to resort to Mimachik. So you have to resort to Mimachik. Davka Libe the Rabbi Shimon. So even if we say that Moshe and Tzrichul Gufo is poter, so Chiliv is still chayev Mishum Imachik. Alright. So Psikra Shul Yechpes Lei Ram Tam Shiti is Tikra Shul Yechpes Lei is chayev. But it's Moshe and Tzrichul Gufo. It's Moshe and Tzrichul Gufo. So how can Mechayev Mishum Imachik? Now there is a Gemara further. The Gemara Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. So the Gemara says as follows. The ninth line from the Tanya. Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Omar Ravache Bar Avir. Hayman Dishode Sichse La'asune Chayev Mishum Mevash. If somebody puts a peg into the furnace, so is Chayev Mishum Mevash. So is Mevash. Dishode Sichse Sheishlich Yosid Lach Litanucham Liyavshe Sheiskashi. Should become hard. So the purpose of throwing the sikhse, the yose, into the furnace is to harden it. So it's chayev mishum vash. Pshite. What the chidesh is it? So the Gemara says, Mao ditene, lishchure mone komechaven, komashgilon, the mir perofe, vihoda komeid. I would say, after all, his purpose is to harden it, not to soften it. Why does he put the peg in the furnace? To harden the yosid, not to soften the yosid. So maybe that's not bishul. It has to conform to bishul, to bishul of food. Now, when you're mevashul food, so what do you accomplish? What is the purpose of being mevashul food? To soften the food. So and here, the end result is that it becomes hardened, so it's just the opposite of bishul. So maybe it shouldn't be chayev. So komashmilon, the mir perofe v'hoda komlo. The mir perofe, Rashi says, al dichei moyeir, v'hamayim first it becomes softened. V'hamayim shebesecha yeitzim, ulachash yotzu meimov komluit, is miskashi, v'chirofe bereisha av bishul. So there are two stages. When you put a peg, a yoseit, in the furnace, so there are two stages. The first stage, it becomes soft. And then, after all the water comes out through the heat, so then it becomes hardened. What is his goal? His goal is that it should become hardened. But there is an intermediary stage that which it becomes soft. So the question is, now we can ask the same kashi. According to the Oruch, the psikreishet lo'yichpes le'izmuteh, he is not mischavim to soften it. He is mischavim to harden it. But it's a psikreish. It has to go through that intermediary stage. So it's a psikreish lo'yichpes le. So it's a kashi against Oruch, and then, even according to those Rishenim who say it's psikreish lo'yichpes le, it's chayev, but it's a melocha shenitzricho legur. After all, he's not interested. The bishul consists in the softening, and he's not interested in the softening. He's interested in the hardening. Oh. Now turn to, if you have the Chiddush Aram. And that Gemara, Komashmul, the Mir Perofe, what the Kom? Pirish Komashmul, the Mishum Bishul Nami is big. Vitavai is naive, because this is a Sikashe, Vistire, Mama Vizore. So this is a zochet perushevim. Mao the thing we shkure monikom mechavim zochet perushevim is a bishul kraal. Komash no the name we shkure monikom mechavim bishul mir yeshbei. The mir perop evoda komit v'chay. Also he says the same thing. Komash no bishul nami yeshbei. V'tabai yeshbei. V'ilka v'isnayevo. V'ilkach liim bishul yakum. That's the same thing. Komash no bishul monikom mechavim. V'el mishim because how come the shkure nami komach mechavim v'tabai yeshbei. Elo kiv the shkure monet. Nami kevloi bishul money bechud les mishim bekushul kisi vileke limeima vilgabi shabes nami kiv mishim itzoyich leise bishul havel imelocha shim itzrich legup o vei dova shim mischav. So in other words, it means psikreishel vichbetlei. So the rana is that kash. The rana is the kash. Do kiv di efshab lavoche psikreishel vichashvin olei kim locha itzrich legup o. The do bishule ushrure mone boyin keachot. Bishule ushrure mone boyin keachot. So what does the Ran say? The Ran mentions here a very basic halacha. I don't think that there is any shita to the contrary, even though it's not spelled out by so many rishonim. The Ran is the one who spells it out, but there are many halachas like that, that many rishonim don't spell out a certain halacha that is accepted by everybody. So this is a very basic halacha. In other words, the Ran is saying that if something is a necessary means towards an end, so then it's considered a meloch hatzrich aligum. If something is a necessary means towards an end, so it's considered a meloch hatzrich aligum. In other words, here too, he's not interested in the softening of the yosid. He is interested in the final hardening of the yosef. But in order that it should be hardened, so it must go through a certain stage. It must go through a certain stage. And at that stage, it must be smoothed out. It must be flattened out. So the flattening out and the smoothing out of the order of the behemoth is a means towards an end. So mainly it's considered nichalei, and it's considered tzrichel gufo. It's considered tzrichel gufo also. So mainly if it's considered tzrichel gufo, so it's considered a psikreishe de nichalei. This is a very basic halach. Now the conservative rabbis years ago, so they lomdim, when they wrote a tshuve, someone, one of their big lomdim, so he wrote a tshuve in which he was mati or driving a car on Shabbos to his service, because this is Shasat Chak, so mele. So he was moderate. So what was the basis of that pesek? The basis of that pesek was that when one drives a car, he's only mischaven to drive the car. He's not mischaven to be mavir. True, there is avore of the gasoline, of everything. There is avore and there is kibbutz, there is everything. But he's not mischaving to avore, to be mavir. But he's mischaving to drive. So it's a psikreishe. But psikreishe is also considered mischaving. So that pesach has two answers on that. One answer is that in the Tanaitic literature, the whole concept of psikreishe is not mentioned. That is mentioned Abaye v'Roved Amret Avaye in the Amoraitic literature. In Amoraitic literature, so that originated in exile in Babylonia, not in Israel. So Memele, so it's not binding upon them, upon conservative Judaism. It's not binding. And then he has another Lomdes, a bigger Lomdes. So he says, and that Lomdes he considers that it's a Lomdes even from the Orthodox point of view. Because it's a psikreishe de lichbeslei, because after all, he's not nehene from the havore, he's only nehene from the driving, not from the havore. If he could drive the car without the havore, he would be even more happy. He would save a certain expense. He would save on gasoline. So that's the Orthodox Lomdes. So first there is a conservative Lomdes, and then there is an Orthodox Lomdes. But as far as the Orthodox Lomdes is concerned, what's the mistake of that pesach? So the mistake is because he didn't know the Chiddush Yorah. So before he passed Kuntishaile, so he should have he should have learned Misach HaShabbos thoroughly. That was the mistake. So, because why isn't it a psychological in Nichale, and why isn't it a Melochash in Itzrichal Gufo? Because it's a means towards an end. And this is something that all Rishenim, with which all Rishenim agree, that it's a means towards an end. And if something is a means towards an end, so then it's considered Tzricha L'Gufa, it's considered Nirale. If you reject that concept, so then you can find a heter to smoke a cigarette on Shabbos too. He's not mischaving to be mavia the tobacco and the paper and the everything. He's not mischaving. He's mischaving. I don't know what he's mischaving. I never smoked. But he's certainly not mischaving. He's certainly not mischaving to consume the paper and the tobacco. If they could find a cigarette that you could smoke without consuming the tobacco and the paper, they probably would be very happy. It would save them. It saved them a certain expense. But the answer is, this is a means toward an end. So it's considered melocha tzricha legufo. And it's considered secretion nichale. So that's a double portion. There is no reason with chelik on that. Yes, what is it?
Let's say the
No, 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 because kibu, no, no, because kibu. Kibu, so the tzerach is a negative tzerach. So there it's mechav mamish. But according to Reb Shimon, he's poter, even if he doesn't, because of chelo shem b'sakone. In other words, that's like meitzi keitzim b'yoshu saradim. Because something where the purpose is in it to get rid of something is considered melocha shen tzerach l'gufo. Let's say if somebody is meitzikating, if somebody carries a handkerchief in his pocket, it's a melocha tzricha legufo, because he needs the handkerchief in a positive way. But if somebody finds thorns or fragments and then he throws it out from the Rishus HaYachid and the Rishus HaRabim, the smithereens, the fragments of a battle, because he wants to get rid of it, or the thorns, the keitzim, so it's according to Reb Shimon is potter. Why? Because it's melocha shen tzricha legufo. It's not that he needs that. There is no positive tzerach. There is a negative purpose. So as hamechaves aneya, there it's mischav mamish. When somebody extinguishes a fire, there it's not in mischav, it's mischav mamish. What is that? Oh, it's a tzricha legufo. Why is it a tzricha legufo? Because it's a negative purpose. Because he wants to get rid of the light. It's not that he's interested in the light. It's a nuisance to him. For the chayla, it's a big nuisance, the light. So he wants to get rid of it. So it's like meitzi keitzim b'yoshes harabim. So it's something else. Because it's a negative purpose, but here it's certainly a positive purpose. The havore of the gasoline and everything is a means towards the end. Otherwise, you couldn't drive the car. This is the source of the energy. Alright, and here too, even though here he is interested in the direct antithesis of the softening of the peg. He is interested in the hardening, just the opposite. But you couldn't attain a hardening of the peg before without the intermediary stage of a softening of the peg. So maybe it's a means towards an end. And if it's a means towards an end, so mele it's considered psikreshen in Nichale, and it's considered milocha atzricha legufo. It's considered milocha atzricha legufo. So this is the teretz, in other words, and the kashe that is raised against Rabbanetam. Rabbanetam says that mimachik is chayev, that chile v'sabeimo is chayev mishum mimachik, chile v'sabeimo is chayev mishum mimachik, because he smooths out the order of the behemoth, he flattens it out, he smooths it out. But is it a machine mischavim? And it's melocha, certainly melocha shen tzricha legufo. The answer is, you cannot squeeze out the milk from the order of the behemoth without flattening and smoothing out the order of the behemoth. So it's a means towards an end. So it's like shode sicha la'asune. So mele, this is what the Ram says. I'm not saying it. The Chiddush Aran says, so mele it's a melocha tzricha legufo and it's a psikreishe de nichale. Because the Mitzvah says that one. So when does the Oruch say psikreishe lich beslei? If someone is teli shulshin. If someone is teli shulshin. And as far as Keter is concerned, so it requires a certain Shia. So mele is not chayev because the Shia is lacking. But let him be chayev, mishim chayresh, let him be chayev, mishim zereya, machlik is a shame, whatever the chayev is. So, ba'arad the day is chayev, but ba'arad the chavre. So, whose karka is in misake? Whose karka is in misake? His friend's karka, and his friend, he's only a friend, so he doesn't care whether his karka will be misuken or he will not be misuken. So mimele, it's a psychological yichvesle, and it's melachah that's really good for. Because over there you cannot say that the tikkun of the karka, the tikkun of the karka of the friend is a means towards the fact that the tikkun is a means towards his having the tikkun of the friend's karka is a means towards his hand that he can use. So then it's not considered, so he's not chayev, but where it is a means towards an end, so then it's considered tikreshen michalei, and it's considered melocha tzrichel guf. Alright, now we have to understand, so why, now, all the reshenim achilika Rabnatam. Rabnatam is the only rishon who says, Rabnatam is the only rishon who says, the Rabbi Tam is the only Rishon who says that Chilev is Abeimo is Chayev Mishum Emachik. But all the other Rishonim are Chilek. Why are they Chilek? I mean, this is the Mitzias. That when you milk a cow, so you have to flatten out and smooth out the order of the Beimo. I mean, they can't deny the Mitzias. So it seems, now when the Rambam mentions the Chiyuv of Memachik, so it's Mashma, so the Rambam mentions Tziyorim, where the person does it with the deliberate kavone of smoothing out the surface. There are certain miloches. There are certain miloches where a certain intention is an integral part. Is an integral part of the miloch. Now, for example, we had such a tzio according to Rabbi Kveya's assumption. But we said, in order to answer Rabbi Kveya's kashe, so we mentioned another pshat in the stasis. But that does not mean that there are no such meloches where the intention, the kavone, is an integral part of the tzuras hamloch. Now, how did Rabbi Kveya understand the tesis? V'tzorich leitzim, nira dafil Rabbi Yehuda de mechayev meloches in tzrich legufo. Bein on tzorich leitzim, doi mikre beitzim keitzer elo binyan ze. Mire da havi kerei am naslif. So tesis, so Rabbi Kveya did use from the tesis. Rabbi Kveya understood the sheet of Teisves that the intention of having the Eitzim, that's an integral part of the Tzuras Amloch. It's not just because Dovashin Mishavn is Mutter. No, this is an ingredient of the Moloch. So Mimele, and Teisves equates it with, mentions the Moshul of Kireya Maslitveya. So Mimele, Rabbi Kveya mentioned the videos from the Teisves, they're going to Teisves. Kireya Maslitveya is not because of Mikakolam Kalkum Pturim, but it's special Aloch. The intention of Maslitveya is an ingredient, is an ingredient of the Moloch. So then it's contrary to the Gemara and Pirgeret. So we answered Rabbi Kveya's kashi, and we said that this is all based upon the concept of Mikalkim. So Mimele, So this Teisves here does not hold that the Tzorich Leitzim is an integral part of the Tzoras Amloche of Keitzer. Because we explain that this Teisves is limited only to Keitzer Eitzim, not to Keitzer Tvue. Keitzer Tvue, even if it's not Tzorich Leitzim, so it's still a Amloche. But Keitzer Eitzim, because it's not Derech Tzir Abikach, so Mimele, if it's not Tzorich Leitzim, so he's a Mikal. If he's not Tzorich Leitzim, but if he's... So Mimele... This day, whereas according to Rabbi Kveya's pshat in this teisves, so keitzer also is an example of a meloche, where the intention, the kavone, the goal, is an integral part of the tzuras hamloche. But according to what we said, this is not teisves shitir. However, from teisves in ksuves, it does appear that the meloche of dosh, is only shayach. Is only shayach, not only with Raisa, but even with Rabbanon. Is only shayach when you are interested in the thing that you are seichet. In the thing that you are seichet. So that stays veshite in that stays veshite in ksuves. and there are many other Rishonim. As a matter of fact, the Ramban Shita is that if someone is Seichet, a Mashke from an Eichel, and he's not interested in the Mashke, so then it's Mutar Lechatchil. And this is according to the Ramban. So that is the halacha of echad kvoshim vechad shlokish shesochtom ligufa mutel mimei and chayim. So we only said that whereas Rabbi Kveiga assumed that this is the pshat in the stasis, so it's not the pshat in the stasis. In other words, it's not tasve according to Rabbi Kveiga's understanding of the stasis. So there is such a halacha in respect to keitzer, that the kavone of the tzorich leitzim is an integral part of the tzuras hamlocha of keitzer, of every keitzer. We said no. So, but as far as dosh is concerned, so according to teisves shite in ksuves, if he's not interested in the mashke, if he's not tzorich to the mashke, so mele it's not dosh. And the Ramban shite is that there is not even nisar rabbonon. Now, because I think that the Chaznish, I'm not sure, but I think that the Chaznish was Matia in the kibbutz of Pira Agudas Yisrael, Bimoke Matrak, in the hardship situation, to milk the cow on Shabbos as long as all the milk goes limp. I think, I mean, I'm not sure, because I don't accept everything that everyone says in the name of a certain Godel, because many things are mentioned in the name of all kinds of Delim that are Lidum Velia. But I heard from many that Rabbi Gvei, that Chazanish was Matia. And why was he Matia in a hardship situation? Because the Shita of the Ramban. Now, what is the Meloche of milking a cow? That's Dosh. That's Dosh, all right, according to Rabbi Netam, so it's Mimachik. So Inochaname, according to Ramtam, so that Tatar does not hold true according to Ramtam. But according to most Rishonim, so it's a Chiyuv Mishem Dosh. And the Ramban says that when the Mashke that is Nischat from the Eichel goes Liibut, Ligamre, so then there is no Iser of Dosh even with Rabban. So that Rishonim will say with Rabban and Itzosa. The Rambam Shita is that there is a Nisar of Dosh Midraise, even though the Mashke, the thing that is Nishat, is goes libut. Voraya, the Rambam Shita is that Achivul Bechavere, and is Meitzidam, so is Chayev Mishum Tol de Dosh. Now, and the Rambam Shita is it's not Mikalkil because of Sanachas Ruach Liitzrei, but he's not Tzorech Lidam, he's only interested in hurting the other fellow. So still is Chayv Mishim Dosh. So we see that the Rambam Shita is not like that. But the Ramban Shita is that when someone is Seichet in Mashke from an Eichel, and if he's not Tzorich to that Mashke, so then it's even Mutam Rabbonon. Because the Tzorich Limashke is an integral part of the Meloch. So it's not on the basis of Dov Hashem Yisrael. So we have such melachas. Now, thank you. The Rambam calls Mimachik, instead of using the Lashon Mimachik, he used the Lashon of Mechik. But there are two Mechiks. There is a Mechik Ksav, so that's one Lashon, and this is the Mechik of Mimachik. So he says in Pirkei Avot Hilcha Shabbos, Haloche Hey, in the middle. Vizeu Mechik, Ze Amavir Sar Uyatzemer, Mealoir Achamise Achiyachlik Neoya. So he mentions that Chiyachlik Neir, in other words, if he does it in order to smooth out the surface. So it's mashma from the Roshna Rambam that the kavone of smoothing, the kavone of having a smooth surface is an integral part of the Moloch. Yes, what is it?
The Roshna Rambam here is only
odd. Yeah, all right.
By the he says, the smoothie karkum is so in other places,
I know that you can say, but the Pashtus Loshon Rambam is that when is there a chiyuv of mishum mimachik? Only when the kavone is to have it smooth out the surface. Now obviously, when someone squeezes out, milks the cow, the kavone is not to flatten out the surface. The kavone is to squeeze out milk. But that's the way it's done. And the flattening out and the smoothing out of the surface of the order, of the behemoth is a means towards an end. But the kavone is not to have a smooth surface. So in other words, so when is the rechiv of machik, let's say when you pave the roads, or when you pluck the feathers from a chicken. So the kavone is to smooth out the skin, that all the feathers should be removed from it. So mimele, there is a chiyuv when you pave the roads. So there is a chiyuv mishum imachik, because the kavone is to smooth out the surface. But where the kavone is not to smooth out the surface, then there is no chiyuv imachik. Now the Ramor says in Hilchos Shabbos, the Ramor says that it's oser loser lishtamish bibeiris soap. You cannot use soap. Why? Because when you use soap, so you convert solid into liquid. So you are made. So it's an Israel.